こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 114. Today in this episode, we will learn about nominalizer no, which can replace thing, time, place, human, and reason. Now let's go. In my last two episodes, we learned about the nominalizer no. Not often gets used for things that have no physical presence, such as an event, idea, fact, or thought. This is similar to the meaning of the Japanese noun koto, which is actually considered a nominalizer as well. So I explained that no and koto are often interchangeable. However, nominalizer no can also replace other things. Meaning of nominalizer no change depending on the context because it acts like a placeholder for various words. For example, koto, which is non-physical thing, mono, which is material thing, toki, which is time, basho, which is place, hito, which is human, and ryu, which is reason. Now let's make some example sentences. The reason why he was absent from work was because he was sick. So first of all, reason that he was absent from work. This will be a relative clause. So inside the relative clause, the structure will be verb, plain form, plus noun. He was absent from work, so it will be 彼は会社を休みました。Plain form will be 彼は会社を休んだ。And then inside the relative clause, we have to change the particle は into が。So it becomes 彼が会社を休んだ理由。彼が会社を休んだ理由。This means the reason he was absent from work.He was sick. He was not feeling well. This is 具合が悪い。具合が悪い。And then because is から。から。So the full sentence will be 彼が会社を休んだ理由は具合が悪いからです。彼が会社を休んだ理由は具合が悪いからです。So here, we can replace this word, 理由 into の。We can say, 彼が会社を休んだのは具合が悪いからです。彼が会社を休んだのは具合が悪いからです。So from the context, we can understand that we're talking about the reason why he was absent from work. So this reason, 理由 can be replaced into の。No is also used to turn clauses into nouns to describe material things that have a physical presence. So material things is mono, mono. We can also replace living things such as people, hito, hito, or animals, 動物、動物. So for example, the person who is over there is Yamamoto-san.Over there is あそこ、あそこ。To exist is います。And then person is 人。So again, this is a relative clause. The person who is over there will be あそこにいる人。あそこにいる人。So the full sentence will be あそこにいる人は山本さんです。あそこにいる人は山本さんです。So we can replace this 人 into の。あそこにいるのは山本さんです。あそこにいるのは山本さんです。Because 山本さん is a human, from the context we understand that we are talking about the person who is standing there. Therefore, we will replace 人 into の。Another example. The cat who is sleeping underneath the chair is たま。Cat is 猫, 猫. Sleeping is 寝ています, 寝ています. So plain form will be 寝ている. Underneath the chair will be 椅子の下, 椅子の下. So, 椅子の下で寝ている猫。椅子の下で寝ている猫。This is a relative clause. It means the cat who is sleeping underneath the chair. So the full sentence will be 椅子の下で寝ている猫はタマです。椅子の下で寝ている猫はタマです。So Tama is a very typical name for cat. So Tama is a very typical name when you name a cat. So we can replace this 猫 into の。椅子の下で寝ているのはタマです。椅子の下で寝ているのはタマです。Now we made some example about the living things. So we can also use this for material thing, もの. For example,The thing that we're going to use during the meeting is only this document. Thing is もの、もの. To use is 使います. So plain form is 使う. Meeting is 会議. So 会議で使うもの、会議で使うもの. This is a relative clause. It means the thing that we're going to use during the meeting. Document is 書類。書類 Only this document will be この書類だけ会議で使うものはこの書類だけです会議で使うものはこの書類だけです So we can replace もの into の会議で使うのはこの書類だけです会議で使うのはこの書類だけですの is used to turn clauses into nouns to describe when and whereSomething happens, and it often appears in sentence with other elements that indicate a certain time or a place, such as 日, day, 時, when or moment, ところ, place, or 場所, another way to say place. So for example, the day that we have meeting is Tuesday next week. Day is 日. He. There is a meeting will be 会議があります。So plain form is 会議がある。会議がある日。会議がある日。This is a relative clause. It means the day that we have a meeting. And then next Tuesday will be 来週の火曜日です。会議がある日は来週の火曜日です。会議がある日は来週の火曜日です。We can replace 日 into の。会議があるのは来週の火曜日です。会議があるのは来週の火曜日です。Another example. The time that I become the most sleepiest during the day is around 2 p.m. Time is 時。時。To become sleepy is 眠くなります。眠くなります。The most is 一番。So, 一番眠くなるとき。一番眠くなるとき。This is the time that I become the most sleepy. During the day will be 一日の中で。Around 2 p.m. 午後2時ごろです。So, the full sentence is 一日の中で一番眠くなるときは午後2時ごろです。Now we will change 時 into の。一日の中で一番眠くなるのは午後2時ごろです。一日の中で一番眠くなるのは午後2時ごろです。Let's replace a place into の。The place that he is working is near here. Place is ところ or 場所。Working is 働いています。So we will change this into plain form. 働いている。And then inside the relative clause, we have to change the particle は into が。So it becomes 彼が働いているところ。彼が働いているところ。This is a relative clause. It means the place where he is working. Near here. ここの近く。ここの近く。彼が働いているところはここの近くです。So we will replace ところ into の。 彼が働いているのはここの近くです。彼が働いているのはここの近くです。So today we learned about nominalizer の which can replace こと which is non-physical thing もの material thing 時 time ところ place 人 human 動物 animals 理由 reason。So meaning of nominalizer not change depending on the context because it acts like a placeholder for various words. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammar, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description box. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。